Okay, we're back with the Technology Hour, and we're talking today with Owen Bonnereau, our director of Vitamin C Foundation, and we've been talking about the different effects of high-dose vitamin C and lysine and proline, and I'd like for you to give out your website and information, phone number, so that our listeners could take a look at some of this data that you've got, and this is the work of Linus Pauling.
Well, we're definitely involved with that, with heart disease, and we're following him and his lead. And thankfully, there was a man of his competence who could look at these 80,000 papers and make sense of it. You know, it's something that I couldn't do. I couldn't spend my lifetime doing. So thanks to Pauling, we know what we know. The number, you can reach me personally at 1-800-894-9025. I do have a teaching schedule, but the message will tell you when I'm available. And then VitaminCFoundation.org or PaulingTherapy.com. And then, of course, we'd love to have people visit daily the BoneReport.com, and where we try to keep people up to speed on what's happening on a daily basis in the world of alternative medicine.
I wanted to bring out that for the folks that do go to the Internet site, just to bring so that they have an understanding of what you have, a couple of formulas. One is the heart technology one, and then there is an additional one for, like, aortic stenosis, where there's actually calcium hardening of the valves of the heart, which you might have to have a cal valve or a heart valve plate replaced.
Right. I could talk about both of those formulas. And again,
okay,
the idea behind the heart technology, and the other one is called, we call it ascorazine 9, and ascorazine for the combination of ascorbic acid and lysine. That one has vitamin K added. Not everybody can immediately go on vitamin K, because one of the routine treatments of modern cardiology is to put patients on blood thinner anticoagulants such as Coumadin or warfarin. And the problem with that, as we discussed last week, is that will block vitamin K uptake. And it has a very effective drug for preventing clotting or pseudohemophilia. But one of the side effects of that is it causes, or at least in animals for certain, and very probably in human beings, the buildup of calcium in soft tissue, particularly your arteries and your heart valves.
So if you're thinning the blood with pharmaceuticals, there's a good chance that you will have calcium buildup.
That's right.
It throws it out of solution and creates hardening.
And I do believe that once the cardiologist is confronted with these reports, and you can find many of these reports off the second page of the Bolin report, right in the Medline, links right in the Medline, I think they would have second thoughts and be looking for other ways. And if I could take a moment before I go into the technology or the heart technology, well, it's, you know, everybody could probably figure out that I am not too enamored with the treatments of modern cardiology. And I would like to take the time, well, I've got some time here, to talk about one treatment that has recently come up. And they're basically putting radiation pellets in the arteries of heart patients. And they're doing it because of something called restenosis. Restenosis is where the plaque regrows. They, you know, in my opinion, not understanding or being exposed to the Pauling therapy that, or theory that all plaque really is healing. It's like a scab growing in the arteries, and therefore, if you do an angioplasty or cardio bypass graft, you would expect that the body healing itself, that this restenosis would happen, although it may overshoot. So, not understanding it's a healing process, they have been looking for ways to stop it, and they found one way, and that is to basically use radiation to kill the or deaden the inside of the artery. And the reason I'm so against that, and I hope people would really check the Internet and before they allow that to happen, is that once you kill the inside of the artery, then it can no longer heal at all. And so the vitamin C cure that we're talking about, this heart technology or ascorazine, would not be expected to work. So that's sort of my warning to people to be very, very wary. It's FDA approved, and it's I consider it to be a highly dangerous procedure.
So, and this could be considered like chemotherapy, right?
Pardon me?
Like chemotherapy pellets, kind of like that, when they put a stent in?
Yeah, they have the similar thing with these so-called medical stents, which may be putting a tamoxifen. They're just trying to kill the artery. I mean, it's as if they don't understand, and they don't understand what's going on, that it's trying to heal itself. And the problem with killing it is that all of a sudden, you know, the patients that have that done, there's probably no way that taking vitamin C is going to cause that thing to become alive again. So you're not necessarily, you know, you've probably killed any chance to heal. And at some point, when it completely wears out, what are they going to, you know, what are you going to do? So I would just be very wary of that, especially since we've had such success with the products like Heart Technology and Ascorzine, basically vitamin C, lysine, and proline. They also include vitamin A, vitamin E, CQ10, and carnitine. Now, what you're talking about with the Ascorzine 9, they've added taurine and magnesium and then vitamin K. And as we were talking, vitamin K is approved in Japan in very large amounts as a treatment for osteoporosis because it acts like a hormone and helps to regulate calcium out of soft tissues into the bone. And so that's really where you kind of led me for a while ago, why we're very high on the probability that we're going to be able to show reversal in calcium as well as a reversal, which we've been showing in the plaques, more or less the inside plaques. I think what we're finding is that the calcium tends to be deposited more on the outside of the arteries.
And we find that when we do take drugs, there are metal salts that help actually bind these synthesized properties to make them work from petrochemical. Much of the pharmaceutical industry is, you know, of course, this is what it is. And we have these metal salts, and it blocks the magnesium. It blocks magnesium uptake. So we can say, gee, you know, we take a lot of magnesium. But here, if we're doing any pharmaceutical drugs at all, we're going to need either another source, maybe that's to be considered. But certainly there are many sources of magnesium.
Right.